Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Government asserts that next-generation GST reforms are boosting festival sales and benefits of GST rate cuts are being passed on to consumers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath flag off first batch of BrahMos missile manufactured in Lucknow. Scrutiny of nominations for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar underway. Dhanteras festival being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And Indian archer Jyoti Surekha Venam scripts history with World Cup final bronze medal at Nanjing in China. And now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods during the festival season. She was addressing the joint press conference in New Delhi today, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. The finance minister said GST rate cut benefits are reaching the common man.
The prices are reduced, meaning the tax benefit is reaching the end consumer. 54 items, I'm not going to read each one of them out. And even as we say 54 items, you know, from 12 to 5, the rate reduction has happened. And from 28 to 18, rate reduction has happened on largely most of the goods. But in some cases, one or two went this way or that way. But 54 such daily use items, we've been closely monitoring.
Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said a record sale has been recorded in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics this year.
Natural way mein consumption har saal badhta hai as income grows, as country grows. Because of the GST reforms, consumption will be significantly increasing and quite likely, it's very likely that the consumption will increase more than 10% this year, which means kareeb 20 lakh crore rupay ka extra consumption hone ki puri sambhavna hai.
On GST Bachat Utsav, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during the Navratri season and electronics sector has also broken all records. He said amid such a volatile global scenario, the pace of country's growth is so strong that even the International Monetary Fund had to revise its forecast for country's growth to 6.6%. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Andhra Pradesh.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Andhra Pradesh farmers, artisans, industries and exporters. By lowering tax rates across vital sectors, the changes aims to reduce cost, improve margin and strengthen the state's economy. Under the revised GST structure, traditional crafts and agro-based industries witness major benefits now, as products such as leather puppetry craft and temple stone carving are now taxed at 5% instead of previous 12%. This has made local art and culture-based products more affordable, increasing sale and ensuring better earning for rural artisans. The coastal fishery sectors of the state now attracts only 5% GST, reduced from the previous 12%. It has made Andhra's marine export more competitive while supporting employment in the coastal communities. Similarly, the automobile and auto component industries now sees GST on three-wheelers, small cars and motorcycles up to 350cc, reduced from 28% to 18%. This 10% reduction has made vehicles more affordable for buyers and improved competitiveness for manufacturers. The reform strengthens the state's economy and ensures an inclusive, fair market for the people. With Samarth Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath flagged off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow today. Speaking on this occasion, Defence Minister said, BrahMos is not just a missile, but it is a symbol of country's growing indigenous capabilities. He said BrahMos has a traditional warhead an advanced guided system and it can strike long distances at supersonic speed. He said combination of speed, accuracy and power makes BrahMos one of the world's best systems. Mr. Singh expressed confidence that country's adversaries will no longer be able to escape from BrahMos.
This facility has been built in 200 acres and its total cost around 380 crore rupees. And hundreds of people will get employment in this facility at peak time. This project is not only a defense facility but also a new road to employment and development. If we talk about output, every year 100 missile systems will be made and launched from here. Missile system will be provided to Army, Navy and Air Force. This means that production will be for all three services and it will also contribute to future development.
The Lucknow BrahMos unit is the first facility in the Uttar Pradesh Defence Corridor where the entire process from missile system manufacturing to final testing is carried out indigenously. During the event, the Defence Minister and the Chief Minister inaugurated the booster building and witnessed a demonstration of the booster docking process. Scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections is underway. A total of 1,698 nomination papers were filed for this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 20th of this month. In the first phase, polling will be held on 6th of next month in 121 Assembly constituencies spread across 18 districts. Meanwhile, the CPIML has released a list of 20 candidates. Out of these, 14 candidates have already filed their nominations for the first phase. The party had contested 19 seats in the 2020 Assembly elections and won 12 of them. This time as well, the CPIML has re-nominated all 12 of its sitting MLAs. The CPIML announcement came after the Congress released its list of 48 candidates, marking CPIML's first official list for this election. More from our correspondent.
The seat-sharing dispute within the Grand Alliance has once again come to the fore. The Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, has announced that it will field candidates on seats allocated to the Congress. In Kutumba constituency of Aurangabad district, the RJD has decided to field a candidate against Congress State President Rajesh Ram. In the Warisaliganj seat of Nawada district, the RJD has given a ticket to Anita Devi against the Congress nominee. Similarly, in several constituencies, friendly contests of Congress and left parties are also likely to take place. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country will be completely free from Naxalism and Maoist violence soon. He said substantial strides have been made in tackling Maoist terrorism in the last 11 years. Mr. Modi said this while speaking at a world summit organized by a TV channel in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Prime Minister said Maoist terrorism is a great injustice and a grave sin against the nation's youth. He said thousands of Naxalites have surrendered over the past decade, abandoning the path of violence, including 303 in the last 75 hours alone.
11 वर्ष पहले तक देश के 125 जिले 125 से ज्यादा माओवादी आतंक से प्रभावित थे और साथियों आज ये संख्या सिर्फ 11 जिलों तक सिमट गई. आप जानते होंगे कितना कुछ करना पड़ा होगा और उसमें भी 11 में भी अब सिर्फ 3 जिले ही ऐसे बचे हैं जो सबसे अधिक माओवादी आतंक की चपेट में हैं. मैं आपको पिछले 75 घंटों का आंकड़ा देता हूं. इन 75 घंटों में 303 नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है.
Mr. Modi said his government has worked with full sensitivity to reintegrate misguided youth into the mainstream since 2014. The Prime Minister said Maoists are now returning to the mainstream of development and openly acknowledging that they were on the wrong path. He said this Diwali, regions freed from Maoist terrorism will celebrate with renewed joy, lighting lamps of happiness.
Is baar Maoist aatank se mukt kshetron mein दिवाली की रौनक कुछ और होने जा रही है. 50-55 साल हुए दिवाली नहीं देखी थी उन्होंने, अब दिवाली देखेंगे. और मुझे पक्का विश्वास है दोस्त, ये हमारी मेहनत रंग लाएगी और वहां भी खुशियों के दिए चलेंगे। वो दिन दूर नहीं जब देश नक्सलवाद से, माओवादी आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त होगा, ये भी मोदी की गारंटी है।
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that pace of country's 5G rollout has amazed the world. Highlighting the rapid expansion of telecom network across the country, he said that 90% of the country is now covered by the 5G network. Speaking at the World Summit organized in New Delhi, the minister said India now has the second largest 5G network in the world, enabling connectivity even in remote and far-flung areas. On the menace of deep fakes, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government will soon bring regulations to address the issue.
India rolled out 5G at a pace which the entire world was amazed at. We now practically cover more than 90% of our country. We have the second largest 5G network in the entire world. That has helped us reach out to the areas which are really far-flung and provide services which hitherto would have been impossible for them to avail.
The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Dhanteras is also known as Dhantrayodashi and Dhanvantri Jayanti. People consider this as an auspicious day to make new purchases, especially gold or silver articles and new utensils. The day also sees heavy purchases of appliances and automobiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion of Dhanteras. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for happiness, prosperity and good health for everyone on the occasion. He expressed hope that Lord Dhanvantri bestows his abundant blessings upon all citizens. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President JP Nadda have also extended their greetings to the people on the occasion. In Mozambique, at least three Indian nationals have died and five others remain missing after a launch boat carrying crew members of a tanker capsized. According to the Indian High Commissioner in Mozambique, the incident occurred yesterday during a reported routine transfer of crew members to a vessel anchored offshore. The boat, which was carrying a total of 14 Indian nationals, overturned in the waters of Beira. The Indian High Commission expressed its condolences over the loss of lives. The Commission said five Indian nationals were successfully rescued from the mishap and are safe. One of the survivors is currently receiving medical treatment at a hospital in Beira. The High Commission said that search and rescue operations are underway to locate the five missing Indian nationals. Local authorities, maritime agencies and the Indian Mission are jointly coordinating the efforts. The Indian High Commission assured that it is closely monitoring the situation and remains in close contact with local officials as search operations continue. On to sports, star Indian archer Jyoti Surekha Vennam scripted history by becoming the first Indian woman compound archer to win a medal at the Archery World Cup final, clinching a bronze medal in Nanjing, China. Jyoti defeated second seed Ella Gibson of Great Britain 150-145 in the match, shooting a perfect 15 tens across five ends. The Asian Games champion began her campaign with a solid quarterfinal win over Alexis Rui of USA before narrowly falling to world number one Andrea Becerra of Mexico in a tightly contested semi-final. And in badminton, star Indian men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Japan's duo of Takuro Hoki and Yugo Kobayashi in the semi-final of the men's doubles in the Denmark Open 2025 badminton tournament in Denmark today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government asserts that next-generation GST reforms are boosting festival sales and benefits of GST rate cuts are being passed on to consumers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath flag off first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured in Lucknow. Scrutiny of nominations for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar underway. Dhanteras festival being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And Indian archer Jyoti Surekha Vennam scripts history with World Cup final bronze medal at Nanjing in China. And with that, we end the midday news.